Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast, episode 54. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer, and I'm here with my co-host, Michael Morale. Michael, how are you today?
Doing great, Kevin. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Staying safe, fairly, trying to. So we are doing something a little different on the show today. Obviously, since it's a very topical issue and it concerns not only the SMA community, but really everyone right now, we are going to spend today's episode talking entirely about the coronavirus and just sharing our thoughts and giving you tips for how to be safe, especially because, again, since this is such a global issue, but I think for people in the SMA community, we need to be extra cautious. And so we're just kind of going to discuss ways to go about that. So basically, where we are at this point at the time of recording, we're recording on Friday, March 13th. So Friday the 13th, as if we didn't already have enough bad luck going around right now. At this point, there were major cancellations yesterday in terms of large events. I mean, Disney World and Disneyland both shut down yesterday. Broadway, the NBA. It was officially declared a global pandemic on Wednesday. And of course, you know, everyone is being encouraged to stay indoors, avoid large social gatherings. Really, even if it's a crowd of 100 or more, people are urged to avoid it. So that's kind of where we are. And Michael and I just kind of wanted to give some like thoughts on it. And also, again, talk about how we in the SMA community can protect ourselves. So so Michael, I don't know if you had any initial thoughts before we get into that.
Well, you know, I mean, this is a topic that I think we knew was going to get exponentially larger before it started declining.
Right.
But now that it is considered a major issue that it is with regards to travel restrictions, President Trump has said that nobody can come in from Europe. And so, yeah, it's definitely something that we have to look at, given the fact that not only do we have SMA, but, you know, those of us with this disease already have compromised respiratory concerns that we have to deal with. So the last thing we want to do is to catch something that can give us anything similar to what either the flu or the pneumonia would be. And I think that's the big topic now. And some of the advice that we're going to be given is just what Kevin and I are going to observe. And these are our own opinions. They don't necessarily represent BioNews Services or anybody else. This is right. Just what Kevin and I are going to try to adhere to so we can be safe. And hopefully these suggestions can help those that are listening.
Right, right. And yeah, thank you for putting that discretion out there. Like, again, this is not strict medical advice. This is more just our opinions as, you know, two adults living with SMA and what I'm going to be doing. And so I think that's a good starting point right there. So, Michael, I was going to talk first about kind of like steps I'm taking. So obviously I'm staying home right now. I canceled all plans for the weekend and in the coming days. And I'm really just going to like wait, you know, see how it plays out. It is the advantage of working from home. I don't really, you know, I was able to cancel social plans and everything, and I don't have anywhere I have to be in the coming weeks or so. So I've done that. Another thing, though, I would really recommend for people with SMA, if you have these devices. In previous times where I've had pneumonia, two of the biggest devices that have helped me were the cough assist machine and the vest airway clearance system. Both of these are devices you can talk to your pulmonologist about acquiring. But I have had both of these and used them ever since. The last two times I had pneumonia, one was in 2010. Another was in 2018. The first time was a lot worse. And that's when I started using the vest after that. The vest airway clearance system is basically, it was originally developed for cystic fibrosis patients. And it basically, you wrap like a strap, similar to a chest strap, around your chest. And it's connected to this machine, which vibrates. And so it's I do like 20-minute sessions. And the idea with the vest is to kind of get all the secretion in your lungs going and start it to release it. And the cough assist is then a very complimentary device for it because that helps get out any secretion that's in there. And so those two devices have really helped me a lot ever since I had that case of pneumonia, and I used it both a lot the last time I had it as well. And I use them pretty regularly anyway, just to as a preventative measure. So that's something I would recommend right off the bat is if you have one or both of those devices, go ahead and start using them while you're at home, whether or not you're, you know, at risk for it, for acquiring coronavirus. You know, it's a very good preventative measure to take. So that would be my first advice right away. Michael, I know you've used the cough assist, correct?
Yes, I have.
So, yeah, I mean, both are really good. And yeah, and again, the vest takes about, you can do 20 minute sessions. Really, you can adjust the time however you want it. But again, if you don't have either of those devices, I would recommend speaking with your pulmonologist about it and trying to acquire that. But yeah, so those would be my tips right off the bat, you know, staying home, trying to do those. And, you know, the big thing I think for us too is inevitably we have to come in contact with people because our caregivers or our parents, whoever is taking care of us, you know, that's an inevitable risk we have to take because, you know, we have to, you know, get out of bed, do things, everything, get bathed and all that. So that, Michael, do you have any recommendations for keeping your caregivers safe as well?
Well, basically what I've done is I've got a husband and wife and their daughter and their grandson that actually live with me. And so, you know, we've got hand sanitizer. You know, they wash their hands before they do anything with me with regards to helping me get in and out of bed, bathroom assists, or, you know, showering, and especially in food preparation. So they're trying their best to stay as healthy as they can because it can definitely impact me if I'm self-isolating and staying in my house and staying away from everyone. If they go out to the grocery store and they're sitting in line at the checkout and the person next to them is positive for this virus, then they're automatically exposed. So,
right.
I mean, it's basically a crapshoot, you know, yeah, as to whether or not you're going to get it, because you can do everything in your power, but your caregivers or your family that have to go out to do the shopping or do other tasks, you know, if they get infected with it or if they get exposed to it, then we're going to be exposed. So, you know, it's just, we can take all the precautions that we can, and it's definitely going to help. You know, I guess the only way to truly stay safe is just to stay in your house and not go anywhere, and that's including everybody. And that's virtually impossible to do.
Right, right. Yeah, no, and I mean, in my house alone, you know, I live with my parents, and then my caregiver comes throughout the week, and obviously he has to go in and out, and then my dad, you know, is a UPS driver, so they're not shutting down UPS anytime soon. They'd have to really shut down everything in order to do that. But yeah, so, I mean, inevitably they're going to be going in and out, and it's just kind of a inevitable risk there. But I still, like you said, I think the best thing you can do is have your caregivers take it just as seriously, be washing their hands, you know, extra, and taking all the precautions that you can. You know, my thing with all this is I don't urge anyone to panic because that just doesn't really do anything. But you can absolutely take precautions and do everything you can to try to prevent this and try to keep it from spreading. But, you know, your caregiver, whoever you have, is going to have to go out at some point. Regardless, do try to minimize your time outside and your time going even for errands or food or whatever. You know, the more you can avoid, the better. And, you know, if at all possible, if you have a situation where you can have backup caregivers, if something were to happen to your primary one, you know, it's good to make plans. I know that's very difficult for a lot of us, including my case. But if you have that option, it's good to have some backups if you can, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, from a medical perspective of basically what I've heard through the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control, is the majority of the people, like 80% of the people that are going to contract this virus, if they're healthy, able-bodied individuals, about 80% of them may not even know that they have it.
Right.
They feel bad for a few days. They may run a little temperature, but to them, it's just going to be a very mild thing that they get over. And like I said, you know, about 80% of them won't even know that they had the virus to begin with. The problem comes into play is when you've got a suppressed immune system or breathing difficulties, which those of us with SMA tend to have because we don't have the strength or the lung function that an able-bodied person would have. So if we get it, it can definitely be extremely serious or even life-threatening. So, you know, caution needs to be taken, but this whole panic about, you know, going to the store and buying 6 months worth of food. I mean, I've heard people going to the store and buying 15 or 20 packages of toilet paper, and diarrhea is not even a symptom of this virus. It's just everybody is thinking that they're going to be isolated for a very long period of time, and they're trying to stock up. And, you know, if you go to the store right now, even to some of the larger box stores like Sam's or, you know, others around the country, finding toilet paper and finding hand sanitizer is virtually impossible. It's because people are hoarding all of these products in fear that, you know, it's going to be the only thing that's going to keep them safe. So, you know, while there needs to be caution, there doesn't need to be panic. You know, if you do get to the point to where you do have to stay at home, it may be for a week or two. So, you know, my suggestion would be buy some canned foods, get what you think that you're going to want to eat for a couple of weeks. You know, just be prepared that way. But you don't need to go out and buy, you know, 6 months worth of food. To me, that's just a waste of time.
Right. No, absolutely. And it's, yeah, like it's, I mean, the whole is take precautions and do what you need to, but also it's, I mean, and it is impossible to tell right now how long it'll last, but my hope is that, you know, it'll be a couple of weeks and you can start returning to normal, but it all depends on what, there is a lot of uncertainty for sure. So
there we'll is. And, you know, a lot of the researchers and scientists are saying that as the weather warms up, now that we're getting into spring, winter is, even though winter may not be over, but we're getting into the spring season, the weather's going to start warming up. As the weather warms up, this will help to eliminate this virus because it's very hard for it to exist over certain temperatures. So, you know, we're on that cusp right now of, you know, maybe this is going to be around for another couple of weeks. You know, they've canceled the NBA season. They've canceled March Madness. I think one thing that I'm completely devastated about is that they've canceled 3 weeks of the Major League Baseball season. I mean, that to me is terrible news because I'm such a big baseball fan. But, you know, stay away from large crowds. You know, don't go to concerts. I think you're going to start seeing a lot more travel restrictions even in other countries. So, you know, try not to go anywhere to expose yourself, like an airplane. You know, stay away from sporting events, which will probably be canceled. They're canceling pretty much anything and everything, kind of like you said, that has a crowd that's over 100.
And yeah.
I think even though a lot of people may not like it, I think it's a good idea. I mean, the only way that you're going to address this issue is by making sure that you try to stay as isolated as you can.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, in the case of our listeners, I imagine most people already are taking precautions and everything. But for the people who, you know, don't think that preventing large crowds helps and that social distancing helps, you know, I read a story the other day in the Washington Post about the 1918 Spanish influenza, and they were comparing the city of Philadelphia to St. Louis, and Philadelphia had resumed with its massive war effort parade that was designed to raise funds for World War One, and it was, you know, thousands of people gathered, and they kept that going, whereas St. Louis canceled everything. And the differences in the death toll between the two cities was staggering because, you know, by containing it and keeping it from spreading, St. Louis was able to have way fewer casualties and people infected, whereas Philadelphia lost tens of thousands at that time. So, you know, I mean, I'm glad that people are taking precautions and that, you know, events like this are being canceled. I mean, it's never fun. And I wrote about this and, you know, I mean, anyone who reads my stuff knows how big of an extrovert I am and how I'm always going to shows and Comic-Cons and concerts and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, and I hate to see it, but it's also a very necessary cautionary take. So it is what it is. And yeah, hopefully we'll have, more updates in the coming weeks and we'll start to see some changes. But until now, we really just wanted to do this episode just to encourage everyone out there to stay safe and take whatever measures you can. And yeah, we hope it'll all die down soon. So
yeah, and I think it will. I think probably in the next, I would say the next month, probably the rest of this month, maybe the first couple of weeks of April. I think by then you'll start seeing a turnaround where things will be getting back to normal. And yeah, it's a facts of life. These things happen every once in a while. I think the U.S. is good with regards to the precautionary measures that we're taking. Other countries, we've got people that work in my division in BioNews Services that live in Portugal, that live, all over Europe, and they're seeing a lot more restrictions than what we are because they didn't take the necessary precautions at the beginning. So their death rate, their infection rate of this disease is much higher than ours. You can look at Australia and you can look at some other countries where a lot more people are infected with this virus, and it's because they didn't take the precautions that they should have once the issue became, I guess in the forefront. So the U.S. has done a really good job with regards to preparing everybody for this. So it's just another thing that we have to deal with right now, but over the course of time, it should get better and everything will return to normal.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. So, well, again, thank you to our listeners out there. I know, this is a different episode, but hopefully got some good information there. And, you can check out our main website for any further updates. And we'll be back to normal with our, usual episodes in April. I actually just recorded one with a college student, former college student with SMA type 2 that came out really well. So we'll have that up for you in early April. And we'll also be having more news about risdiplam and other treatments and other news going on in the SMA community. So stay tuned, and you can subscribe to this podcast. You can also connect with us directly in our forums and follow our main website at smanewstoday.com. for the latest SMA news and perspectives. Michael, do you have anything else you wanted to say before we close out for today?
No, I don't think so, other than just play safe, try to stay home as much as possible, relax, binge watch Netflix, and try to enjoy yourself as much as possible. And, over the course of time, this will be all rectified and everything should be back to normal. So just take care of yourself. And if you do have any questions, it's like Kevin said, connect with us on the forum. If you have a question regarding this or really any other topic related to SMA, let us know and we'll be more than happy to try to provide you an answer.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks again for our listeners out there, and we'll talk to you all soon. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com, and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.